And now, the life of Mary Summers. This is the lull before the storm for Mary and Max, a dangerous lull, charged with vague, uneasy whisperings of things to come. The surrender at Max's own urging of the fugitive Charles Cheney, key man in the gambling case against Max, has of course resulted in a call being issued for Max's return to police custody. Although Cheney's surrender may earn him leniency, the returned gambler's testimony can do Max untold damage in court, and trial has been set for very soon. While waiting to be taken back into the sheriff's custody, Max, characteristically, has been concerned about what is to become of his crippled and dependent sister, Phyllis, and his wife, Mary, should he receive a long jail sentence. And then, reassuringly, or perhaps ominously, in view of his love for Mary, Dr. John Benson assured Max that Mary would be well cared for in the event of Max's imprisonment. Dr. Benson has left the Sanders home as Mary, re-entering the room, sees the look of deep perplexity on her husband's face.
Oh, Max, just as I suspected, the twins were knee-deep in a jar of raspberry preserves. Let those little imps alone for one moment, just one moment, I say, and... Why, Max, what's wrong? Where's John?
John? Oh, Dr. Benson. Oh, he went.
Max, you and John didn't quarrel, did you?
Oh, no. Far from it. Women get along fine. Swell. Just dandy.
You're sure of that now?
I'd tell you if we'd been at each other's throats again, wouldn't I? It was something he said that I said. Or anyhow, one thing led to another. The wind-up of it was I'll skip it.
Tell me, Max.
No, just forget it.
But if it affects you so, it's something I ought to know.
Well, you know, while you were still in here, Benson promised us that you'd be taken care of in case I had to go to prison.
And I'm sure he meant it in the right way, Max. And we ought to be grateful. Even though I hope and believe we'll never need to take advantage of this kindness. Well,
naturally, feeling low the way I do, I told him, you know how I feel about your having married a lug like me instead of a smooth guy like John Benson with a profession and stuff.
And you know how I feel about it. If I hadn't loved you, I wouldn't have taken you. You mustn't ever feel that way, Max.
Well, I can't help feeling that way, too. Especially right now with a jail sentence hanging over me.
Max, I know you're innocent of that charge, and that's good enough for me.
Well, anyhow, I told Benson that you married the wrong guy. That's all. I couldn't help it, Toots. I'm always blurting out just what I think.
And you really think that? You believe that?
You should have married Benson. He's your type more than I am.
Max, what can I do to make you know that you're all that matters to me? That I married you because, well, simply because there wasn't anyone else in the world but the two of us. Not John Benson, not anyone.
I can't understand a guy like me when you could have...
You were the only man in the world, I tell you. No one else counted. I saw you clearly. Saw you for what you were. I wasn't fooled or mistaken. I knew what I was getting. And I was glad. I'm still glad. Don't ever run yourself down, Max. Don't ever talk like that again. Do you hear me? Do you?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, Max, darling.
That's right. I guess I wasn't the only guy in the world. Anyhow, I had all the luck.
Let's say we were both lucky. Then it's understood, isn't it? No more of that kind of talk, right?
Well, I don't know if I can make any promises.
You are honest, don't you, dear?
Well, let's both be honest. Let's look at the facts squarely. And the brakes are against us. We might as well admit it.
Now, that would be admitting defeat. And we're not licked, Max. Not yet.
But you do admit that Cheney's testimony will connect me with that gambling ring. And I can yell innocent until I'm hoarse and it won't make any difference. Evidence tells the story in a court of law. All right. They got me on the gambling charge. I mean, murder, no, but I still can get 5 years.
5 years?
Yeah, well, that's the top sentence, of course. It could be only 1 year, too, you know.
As if that weren't forever.
Well, I'm not saying there isn't a good chance that I can get out of it, Toots, but so far it don't look very good. And that's why I just thought that we ought to talk about it, you and me.
All right, Max, we will talk about it. But remember, only as a possibility. I'm not going to lie down and let them impose a sentence on you. Not without fighting. Not without making you fight.
Toots, don't you think that even a year would be an awful long time to me, too? Hardly being able to touch you, seeing you only once in a while, wondering how long I can hope to keep you with things being like that.
Max, you mustn't.
Well, we've been awfully close. And I like to think awfully in love, Toots.
Oh, we have, Max. So much.
Yeah, that's the trouble.
Trouble? Trouble that we've been so close?
Mary, what's going to happen when we're apart? What are you going to do?
I'll wait. I can wait, Max.
Oh, I don't know.
I do, dearest. I'll wait for you.
I mean, I don't know if it's right. I don't know if you should wait.
Well, you're my husband. If my love couldn't survive waiting, other women have waited, and it wasn't easy for them. I don't rate myself less than those women. If it must come to that, then you'll be away from me as much as I'll be away from you. You'll be lonely, too, and you'll be waiting.
Yeah, Mary. Well, I'll be in jail and no choice but to wait.
Oh. Oh, I see. And you think that I...
Now, look, no one knows better than me that you're just human, and the woods are full of pretty decent guys who know a first-rate woman when they see one.
Max, you just don't happen to know your own wife, that's all. How could you even think such a thing?
Gee, honey, now, I didn't mean for you to take it like that. I just was hinting that... Here, Toots, take my face. I'll answer the phone.
All right.
Hello? Yeah? Yeah, talking. Oh. Yeah, sure, I get it.
Who is it, dear?
No, don't bust up your little game, Sheriff. I'll come over under my own power. Yeah, save wear and tear on your handcuffs. Yeah, all right. Goodbye. Sheriff Foster.
For you?
Yeah, I told him I'd come over myself. They don't have to worry about me running away. Orders from the district attorney's office. I've got to be held. But there's one thing, Toots. The way Boston has fixed up those cells, he can get all the comforts of home, you know. Except only... yeah, his wife.
You'll be out very soon, I know.
Sure, I'll be out. How's for a little kiss before I go?
Well, I'll see you often, darling.
Sure. I know you will, Toots. I know you will.
And hope for the best.
Yeah, and expect the worst. Huh? And if it's for a long, long time, well, John Benson's crazy about you. He's the one guy in the world I'd...
Darling, would you like me to walk over with you?
I'd love it, Toots.
How very like you, Max, to smile after voicing the thought that hurt you most. Smile is on your face, but your heart must be filled with pain.